Welcome back to Give Me 5 Minutes, 5 More Minutes in the book of Galatians. We're in chapter 5. Yesterday I got down to verse 5. I'll read verses 5 and 6. Paul said in verse 5, "For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith, which works by love." Paul is emphasizing that righteousness is by faith. We through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness, and we do it by faith. Paul emphasizes that he and those following him are living through the Spirit, living through the Spirit by faith. Although it is not stated, those who are under the law, they're relying upon the flesh instead of the Spirit. But people of faith wait for the hope of righteousness that is theirs by faith. The apostle uses the word righteousness, which here is the inclusive concept. He includes both the righteousness of God's justification and the righteousness of a changed life. Paul's opponents, the Judaizers, insisted that circumcision was essential to the Galatians convert because it alone makes one an heir of Abraham. But here the apostle declared that in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision. This did not mean that it made no difference if a believer were circumcised, thus adding works to his faith, but this would repudiate his faith. Rather, it meant that this Jewish ritual had no value for bringing men and women to Jesus. Such distinctions was lost in Christ. The true value in God's sight was not material, racial, or social, but spiritual. This was revolutionary. The Jews had not ever heard of such a thing as this. Many, even in the early Jewish church, were unconvinced and afraid of this position. But Paul didn't stop there. What did have eternal value was faith, which works through love. True faith, he says, expresses itself through love. Here is Paul's first mention of this letter of the all-important term love. It is introduced here probably because he had been accused of removing from life the ethical conduct. Instead of eliminating the moral nerve center, he was in fact providing it. Faith expresses itself in love through the power of the Spirit. And then Paul mentions the danger of the Galatians heresy. Turning back to the situation in Galatia, Paul writes, "You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?" Paul well knew the answer to this rhetorical question, but he wanted to make it crystal clear. "This persuasion cometh not of him that called you." The God that had called them was not a party to this rejection of faith and acceptance of the law. Rather than God persuading them to take the steps they had taken, it was a few Judaizers in Galatia who were threatening to corrupt the entire Christian community. Paul quotes a proverb, undoubtedly well known to them, "A little leaven leaveth the whole loaf." In the New Testament, leaven usually represents evil. The proverb is equivalent to our own. One rotten apple will spoil a bushel. Whenever people congregate, a misguided, noisy minority can influence a large assembly. Freedom of speech is a precious right, but men of every day need to distinguish between claim and proof. Our great danger is that which was mentioned by Jesus. "You do err, not knowing the Scriptures." nor the power of God. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.